From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Film studies professors have won a long-running battle with the movie industry. At stake, the right to copy brief excerpts from DVDs for educational purposes. Movie studios had argued that the practice would lead to more piracy, but in new rules that take effect today, the Library of Congress has decided to allow it. From member station WHYY, Joel Rose reports.
University of Pennsylvania professor Peter D. Cherney likes to show his students a DVD clip from The Sound of Music.
A deer, a female deer.
Ray.
A drop of golden sun.
Me.
He says the VHS version just doesn't do justice to the widescreen effect of the original.
Kids are cut out, you lose the background. Here you get to see the full widescreen version in the DVD. The sound is better, the image is clear. This is actually the way it was meant to be seen originally.
But when D. Cherney shows that scene in his classroom, he's breaking the law. The Digital Millennium Copyright Act of 1998, or DMCA, makes it a crime to crack the digital encryption on DVDs. That's why it's illegal for D. Cherney and other teachers to compile scenes from different movies onto one DVD.
It didn't stop me. This was very important, and I was willing to break the law continuously to do it. But not every academic was willing to do that, and not every university was willing to support them in that decision.
And that's why D. Cherney lobbied the Library of Congress to create an educational exemption. He's not the first academic to make this argument to the U.S. Copyright Office of the Library of Congress, which is in charge of crafting any exceptions to the DMCA. In the past, the Copyright Office had decided not to take any action on the grounds that the situation was merely inconvenient for professors. But that was not the case this time. In her recommendation, Register of Copyrights Mary Beth Peters called the prohibition on copying a, quote, fundamental impediment to teaching. The new exemption applies only to classroom use and to DVDs held in a college's library. Even so, it's an apparent defeat for the movie studios, which argued that an exemption would open the door to piracy. Fritz Attaway is executive vice president of the Motion Picture Association of America. He says the exemption should have been narrower still.
If you're simply commenting on the historical context or anything that does not require a pristine copy, a screenshot from a camcorder is perfectly acceptable. You don't need to circumvent.
The Library of Congress added two other exemptions to the DMCA, including one for security researchers to test the anti-piracy software on CDs for side effects that could harm consumers. That brings the total number of exemptions to six. But the Copyright Office denied many other requests for exemptions, and that's troubling to some of its critics. Corinne McSherry is a staff attorney for the Electronic Frontier Foundation.
The fact that there's only six, and the fact that all of these exemptions are really focused on sort of very specific narrow classes of people, security researchers, film professors, as opposed to exemptions that really broadly protect consumers, we consider that a problem.
The Copyright Office rejected exemptions that would have allowed consumers to make backup copies of their DVDs or to watch DVDs intended for one part of the world in a different region. The new rules stand for 3 years, then it's up to the exemption's backers to prove they should continue. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose.